This is BSD.
Creativity is fundamental to marketing, advertising, and media. Creativity grows businesses and transforms categories. It challenges us, inspires us, surprises us, and delights us. It connects us to ideas and to each other. Creativity can change the world. In this series, we'll explore the role of creativity in marketing with perspectives from across the industry, an analysis of Grand Prix winners from this year's Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity. I'm Chris Stevenson, and this is Creativity Unwrapped. In this episode of Creativity Unwrapped, we're exploring the role that creativity plays in driving business impact. We'll revisit discussions from this year's Cannes Lions first broadcast as part of Radio Omnicom's live coverage of the festival with highlights from the Lions Unwrapped radio show. Coming up in this business-themed episode, we hear how a new approach to waste pineapple leaves is creating transformative growth, how confronting cultural sensitivities in sport connects to powerful retail opportunities, how a supply headache was turned on its head, and how a creative approach to a contract drove wins all round. We'll also hear perspectives on how creativity and business aren't just connected, but intrinsically linked. How creativity is not just good for business, but why the business of creativity, far from being a trade-off, goes to the heart of understanding, supporting, and growing business in new, compelling, and imaginative ways. First, we hear from Paul Kemp Robinson, the co-founder of Contagious, in discussion with Philippa Brown, worldwide CEO of PhD, and Melanie Penick, the ECD of DDB Paris, as they discuss the challenge of measuring creative effectiveness and the importance of leaning in to creativity as opposed to running from it when a business has its back against the wall.
A line that's getting, or a category that's getting a lot of attention this year and deservedly, is the creative effectiveness lines category. That's recorded an 83% increase year on year. So you can see where, you know, its status is really kind of rising. I received 258 entries in 30 countries. Now, personally, and from a Contagious point of view, love creative effectiveness because it ultimately is what this industry is all about. This is campaigns that have gone through the Cannes system, they've been awarded, and then when there's been time to gather data on the effectiveness, they're then judged by industry peers and the best ones rise to the top. But so for me, that creative effectiveness category is the one that we as an industry can hold up and say, this is why what we do works. This is why what we do can sometimes help to change the world. It can transform businesses. It can generate, you know, profits that can drive innovation and so on. So what's your take on creative effectiveness, Philippa? How important is it when you're talking to clients?
Well, I think it's very important. I think what will be fascinating, and it'll be interesting to get Melanie's view on this, that how do you measure effectiveness? That's the thing.
Let's go deep on that.
Yeah,
tell us.
You know, there's all different types, whether it's attention, whether it's awareness, whether it's sales. So I think it's a tricky job to actually say which ads were the most effective, because it depends on your measurement. Mm-hmm. Which ads, because you could say to an earlier point, which ads made you laugh the most? Which ads had the most emotional reaction? Maybe that's
so the softer
one of the
KPIs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so it'd be fascinating to know how judges are going to judge that, really.
See, this is why you're a jury president last year. So, yeah. Melanie, what do clients think about creative effectiveness? I mean, presumably they want effectiveness from you, but it's that leap of how creativity gets you there.
I think the cool thing is just like because of, I don't know, precision marketing, which is supposed to be very efficient, just like quite a lot of clients are thinking about, okay, boring can be efficient. So I love to have great example of exactly what we say, just like showing them, yeah, you can do just like great job and which will work. So yes, they care about effectiveness. I wish they will take care a bit more about creativity. And I guess it's normal. I mean, when you're stressed because of your business, I think your normal reaction is not to be creative. It's to be, okay, so we will do a very average and boring thing. And like that, it's going to be okay. And I love this category thing, just like, okay, so if you're stressed with money or as well with I don't know what, let's be creative because that can work. So yes, that's a great message to send to every brand. Like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there is a definite correlation between ads that are creative, disruptive, brave, whatever, and that stand out and generate fame in the marketplace.
It's worth reiterating what Paul states at the end of that clip, that there is a definitive correlation between marketing that is creative, disruptive and brave, that stands out and generates fame in the marketplace, and those that grow business. Now, discussion of that could be a podcast series in and of itself, but let's focus on the role creativity plays in driving business forward. Our first case in this episode looks at exactly that. This year's Grand Prix in the Creative Business Transformation category, a category, incidentally, in its second year, was work that went far beyond comms or even marketing to create not just new products, but significant new revenues in the business of canned fruit. Over to Paul Kemp Robinson, the co-founder of Contagious, in discussion with Kimberly Wells, the CEO of TBWA Melbourne and TBWA Adelaide, and Susie Walker, VP for Awards and Insight at Cannes Lion, to learn more.
So let's move on to creative business transformation. These lions are intended to celebrate creative thinking that changes how businesses organize themselves, how people work, and how customers engage with them. The category recognizes the ingenuity that leads to the creation of new products and services and the reinvention of operations and customer experiences in companies of all sizes that drives transformative change. So yesterday's Grand Prix winner, again, hugely popular, was awarded to the Dole Sunshine Company and sustainability startup, Anasanam, for the innovative Peanutex project and subsequent brand partnerships. Partnership collaboration, you can see that theme is spreading throughout the evening. Now, this idea has a zero waste goal at its heart. So Peanutex is a vegan, sustainable leather substitute that is made from the cellulose fibers extracted from pineapple leaves. 3 tons of which are thrown away for every 1 ton of pineapples harvested. So this produces a very significant amount of waste, given the 2.5 million pineapples that are grown in the Philippines every year. That's just one country. So what's more, when left to rot, these leaves release methane emissions that Dole claims is 20 times more harmful than CO2. So since being commercialized, which is basically the material is taken and actually turned into to making products like shoes and so on, you know, Dole and the agency LNC New York have used Peanutex in collaboration with 200 brands in 80 countries, including fashion brands like Paul Smith. You've got Nike, you've got Hugo Boss and H&M. The material is also now being used in the upholstery and automotive sectors. Now, the innovation forms part of Dole's ongoing efforts into achieving zero waste from its farms by 2025, or valorizing waste at scale, as they put it very nicely. So during the press conference yesterday, Creative Business Transformation Jury President, MRM's Ronald Ng, mentioned that style was a competitive advantage in work scoring highly in the category. Saying that because the consumer doesn't see your engine, the consumer sees your end product. If it's executed with craft and elegance, it takes it to the next level. So on why it was deserving of winning the Grand Prix, Ng said that this is the perfect example of a business transforming itself in such a creative way. When you turn the problem into an opportunity, essentially waste into profit, wow, what a brilliant idea. Now, Ng also mentioned that following the selection process, the jury reached out to Dole to discover more about the business impact, just to make sure this was a credible entry, and they discovered that Peanutex has already made Dole $100 million in addition to its core fruit and drink products. So that's an incredible, because transformation needs to lead to business growth, said Ng. A business doesn't profit from a transformation if it cannot continue to transform. So in this case, sustainability, it needs to continue to do that. And hopefully something like this will inspire the Dole organization and the chief exec to ask, what can we do with our bananas? So question for the panel, you know, thoughts on this campaign. It's very hard to argue with. Kimberly?
I think, you know, the interesting thing about this campaign, particularly to the point that you just made at the end there, is that sustainability and profit can work together. It's not a trade-off. And I think for a period of time, certainly to organisations that are keeping sustainability or CSR-based initiatives off to the side of their business, they haven't realised the potency of that in delivering commercial growth. And so Dole is to be commended because, you know, the results are right there. The other piece that I love about this campaign is the new economy that they've created. So there's a lot of new jobs that have come out of now recycling a piece of, you know, the pineapple leaves that previously were just, you know, discarded. Mm. And so to the countries like the Philippines where this where Dole is based, you know, that's huge in terms of improving livelihoods of local farmers and building stronger, more resilient local communities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Susie, what was your sort of take on this category, if you know, talk around the reaction that this got?
Yeah, so CBT, second year. It was its first year last year. I guess Pinatex, you know, it was a big piece that was talked about in the lead up to Cannes, and obviously it's taken the business transformation Grand Prix, which I think is probably the appropriate lion for it to win. I mean, the jury did debate this for a very, very long time, and they did go out of their way to really dig into this and the other goals that they were discussing for Grand Prix. And I know that the jury president, Ronald, was particularly passionate about this piece. But there were other pieces of sustainable kind of business transformations that won in CBT. So Smartfill, which was an Indian packaging, what's the word? You don't need to have the branded packaging to refill your detergents and things like one. Budweiser Energy Collective, the unwasted beer, which is obviously, has been a real favourite this year. But there has been a trend, if you kind of take a step back and look across the lines, of pieces of work that are really addressing the circular economy, you know, and brands going out of their way, not to just think of, okay, what's this bit, you know, that we're going to do this year, but like, how are we really impacting the world in this, like, very complicated and well thought through ways? And I think this is a kind of exemplifies that.
Yeah, I think from a Grand Prix perspective, like the word transformation, I mean, this has completely transformed Dole's business, you know, taking them into a completely new realm, doing good at the same time, but equally, you know, generating profit. Mark Pritchard's point at stage on stage the other day.
Yeah, and I guess what you were saying right at the beginning about a complex piece of work, because this is benefit, you know, there are lots of beneficiaries to this whole chain. You know, does it count as a B2B2C? Like, is that, you know, there are lots of people benefiting from this. And I guess you can see that in some other pieces of work as well. And I think, just the work that we're seeing is just that much more complex and collaborative as well, all along the chain.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to some pineapple sneakers.
Yeah, me too.
I did read that in the case. I was like, pineapple sneakers.
Do you think it will be a trend in Cannes next year that people will be wearing Pinatex?
Maybe everyone should get pineapple sneakers on arrival.
I think so. Maybe it can be our gift to the jury.
From the lesser talked about pineapple sneakers to one of the most discussed entries from this year's Cannes Lions Festival now, Adidas's Liquid Billboard. Its deserved success is clear in areas such as outdoor, the category for which it won the Grand Prix, as well as the powerful way it dived into smashing barriers surrounding female participation in sport due to cultural sensitivities. Here's Contagious Managing Partner Alex Jenkins in discussion with Eugene Chong, the Chief Creative Officer at DDB Asia. Alex begins by describing the powerful Grand Prix in this year's out-of-home category.
Earlier on, we were talking a little bit about what won in the outdoor category. So the Grand Prix was won by Adidas for a campaign called Liquid Billboard. This was tied in to launch a new inclusive swimwear collection in the United Arab Emirates. The first part of the campaign was a 60-second film called Beyond the Surface, which celebrates how water accepts everyone unconditionally. And the film was then followed by the Liquid Billboard at one of Dubai's most popular public beaches. So the billboard was basically a huge water tank. It was about 5 meters high by 3 meters deep. Women were invited to dive beyond the surface into the pool, which had cameras that filmed the swimmers. The footage was edited in real time and transmitted directly onto a digital screen above the Dubai Mall ice rink next to the Adidas flagship store. Now, photos of the swimmers were also edited into personalised posters that were printed and given to them once they'd finished the experience, along with images for them to share on social media. Now, I think on its own, this is a lovely piece of creative, but the key thing to really understand, I think, is the context. Around the world, 32% of women feel uncomfortable in their swimsuits, and in the Middle East, that number jumps up to 89%. So Eugene, I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but can you explain a little bit why this campaign won the Grand Prix above anything else that you saw in your category?
I think first and foremost, we wanted to congratulate and welcome Adidas back into the game. You know, Adidas used to do amazing stuff, and then they you know, for too long, the brand has been napping, right, on the sidelines, and you know, and you have Adidas just, you know, Nike, sorry, running around rings around it. Okay, I think it's really this liquid billboard, and it's coming from the UAE. It's and it's fantastic that great work can come from just across the globe now. You know, anywhere. And it's really, I feel, Adidas waking up and telling the world, just, you know, with a really loud voice, a megaphone saying, hey, we're back, right? Impossible is nothing. Okay, and it's a billboard that obviously, you know, as I said early on, make you stop and gawk in wonder. It's this classic stopper, right? It's just a spectacle. Right. So it's a fantastic thing, right?
Picking up on that point, because I think, yeah, the phrase you used earlier was it was a traffic stopper. Now, for all the marketers listening in who have to evaluate and sign off outdoor campaigns, is that the mark of good outdoor? You know, something that just stops you in your tracks?
Yeah, Edward de Bono, there's an author, and he said that, you know, when you, for example, take a journey, you're walking, say, to the bus stop, and he counted there are probably about, you know, God knows, I'll just give a number here, right? 1,500 distractions. So by definition, that poster has got to be so attractive, right? For, you know, for one of the better word, so disruptive and so out of the ordinary experience of your daily life. So, for example, if you're walking down the beach and you see a water tank that's a poster and with people swimming it and a message, you think, "Oh, that's wow, what's that?" You're curious and you stop and you start to investigate it, right? And so that's obviously how most communication work. You know, just something that reach out and puncture your eyeball a bit, boom, right? And then they let you in on what they are trying to communicate to you, the comprehension. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess for all the, the worthiness of, you know, making women feel comfortable, I guess the key message is that obviously Adidas are trying to sell swimsuits, and, you know, a huge billboard featuring people in swimsuits, it still has the product inextricably right at the heart of it.
It's that sense of product inextricably at the heart of Adidas's liquid billboard campaign that warrants its inclusion in this episode, with a focus on creativity that drives business impact. One of the lesser discussed elements of the campaign was the fact that to amplify the experience of the activation itself, content from the liquid billboard was beamed directly onto a digital screen above the Dubai Mall ice rink, which is right next to Adidas's flagship store. This was a smart, deliberate decision to ensure the campaign didn't just make a powerful statement about inclusivity and empowerment in sport, but also was powerfully connected to being able to buy the products attached to those messages. You're listening to Creativity Unwrapped, a limited edition podcast series from PhD. We'll be right back after this.
Marketing today can be pretty complicated. Advancements in data and technology have radically reorganized the world for marketers. As an industry, we need to get ahead of the rapid change and stop just responding to it. To think longer term, to start building the future today. Introducing Shift, a new book which brings together the opinions of leaders across the world of marketing communications. Plus, exclusive research to help marketers and their agencies rethink marketing for tomorrow, today. To find out more and buy the book, visit shiftbyphd.com. That's shiftbyphd.com.
Now, the rise of commerce as an integrated marketing discipline over recent years has seen huge focus on driving performance from commerce media and marketing activities. But creativity in commerce was also recognised and rewarded this year at Cannes. The Creative Commerce Grand Prix went to US restaurant chain Wingstop, who found a particular creative solution to a fundamentally tricky supply chain issue.
Due to the pandemic, there's now a nationwide chicken wing shortage.
We usually have all these racks are all full of chicken wings.
Americans love chicken wings so much that in 2021, they ran out. Across the country, people had to cook what was in the fridge. But it didn't have to be that way. Because overnight, Wingstop gave the country hope from a part of the chicken that wasn't in short supply. Thighs from Thighstop. With only days to act, they reinvented their entire brand, putting thighs everywhere wings were, launching thousands of virtual locations overnight. Thighs on their menu, on their stores. Even their most famous franchisee, Rick Ross.
Nah, we doing thighs.
Every single ad got saved by thighs.
Who ordered?
Thighstop thighs.
You got
chicken thighs? We didn't get Thighstop.
Rick Ross has come up with an alternative.
Wingstop announcing this morning it is hacking its own brand.
Wingstop has launched an online brand called Thighstop.
Also what my legs say after climbing more than two flights of stairs.
Thighstop.
Thighstop.
Isn't that crazy?
It looks so good.
So I saw this Thighstop commercial on Twitter with Rick Ross and I had to get it.
This is it right here. Look at them. Chris.
So excited about this.
The invention of Thighstop is a powerful reminder that creative thinking can solve some of business's trickiest problems. Proof of Melanie Penek's contention earlier in this episode that when businesses is up against it, that's exactly the time to turn to creativity rather than run away from it. From chicken to beer now and the coveted creative effectiveness category, here's Paul Kemp Robinson from Contagious describing this year's Grand Prix winning work.
I wanted to mention the Creative Effectiveness Lions, arguably the category that marketers take the most seriously, with the winners nailing that correlation between creativity and marketplace effectiveness. The category's purpose is to celebrate the measurable impact of creative work. Entries need to demonstrate how an effective strategy rooted in creativity has met its chosen business objectives, how it generated positive customer outcomes and drove sustainable business impact over time. Now, the coveted Grand Prix winner was Michelob Ultra's Contract for Change by FCB in the US. Now, here, the beer brand pledged financial support to farmers who were really kind of ready and keen to make the switch to organic production, but couldn't afford the drop in yield during the transition period. Now, the problem here, the friction point, is that in North America, only 1% of farming is organic, and making the switch takes 3 years and comes at a financial cost. So Contract for Change is an agreement that farmers sign, which guarantees Michelob Ultra Pure Gold as their buyer in 3 years' time. Now, the parent company, AB InBev, also committed to buying the farmers' produce in the meantime. That was the clever idea there, at a 25% inflated price in order to encourage farmers to make the switch. And this grain, this product, would be used by AB InBev's non-organic brands, which I think was a really smart solution that means farmers don't lose out on income during that transition to organic. The project also includes training in organic or agricultural practices. Again, complexity that we talked about earlier. Now, the end result was an increased supply of organic crops, which will allow the Pure Gold brand to grow 25% by 2023. So doing good, but also driving profitability and growth. As we highlighted in Contagious's cancelling carbon trend, brands need to go beyond greenwashing and use their products and media reach to raise awareness of the impact of mass consumption and then set new industry standards. Action here is key, and while it's in Michelob Ultra's best interest to ensure its supply chain relies on sustainable agriculture, the brand is incentivizing and supporting the shift in farming practices to create real change, and hurrah for that.
Our final case in this episode is in a new category for this year, creative B2B. Here's Paul Kemp Robinson, Melanie Penick, and Philippa Brown discussing the category, and a great entry from Spotify in competition.
So new for 2022, the creative B2B Lions. They generated 415 entries from 37 countries, which is pretty impressive. I was thinking, you know, from a sort of contagious point of view, B2B is one of those sometimes maligned parts of the business. You know, there's room for creativity in there. And I was thinking, it'd be interesting to see what's going to rise to the surface. So a possible contender for us, that contagious, was Spotify. They did a campaign called A Song for Every CMO, where they targeted top CMOs by creating songs in their honor. So they got to know them, looked at their LinkedIn profile, talked to people that knew them, and found lyrics that highlighted their major career achievements. So I thought that, you know, so just from your point of view, looking creatively, do you feel as though this new kind of creative B2B Lions is going to have some good stuff on stage this year?
Yeah, sure. I love the fact of when we were thinking about data, so it's a kind of created this creative data, and then we have the creative blah. So I love the idea of saying just like you could put creative basically before every word, and that works because yeah, you can. I mean, it's just like a boring brief. I mean, for me, that's the biggest challenge. Can you have fun with that? And I love the idea of having this kind of things because that means just, I don't know, if tomorrow one of my young team will have a B2B brief, I could say, look, you may have alliance with that. So
And I think to a certain extent, B2B marketers in the past maybe felt that they were on the outside looking in, and we can't talk about DEI as one of the themes that can without bringing in and being inclusive about everybody in the industry. So, Philippa, are you expected to see some good B2B stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is a huge category that has been missed at Cannes and not seen as putting the best creative people on it or the, you know, the best media people on it. And it should, you know, it's a very important category for our industry. And I love that Spotify example.
Spotify didn't get the inaugural Grand Prix in creative B2B. That honour went to paint manufacturer Sherwin-Williams for their Speaking in Colour voice recognition tech. Spotify took a gold home, though, so they can't be too disappointed. And the 415 entries from 37 countries in that category are proof, if it were needed, of the creativity that's driving business in the B2B space. Whether it's driving new revenues by creating products from discarded pineapple leaves, connecting products in retail to powerful and emotive messaging, hijacking your own brand to take tactical advantage of a supply issue, or handcrafting songs to create the 14 impressions on a plan that count, business is creativity. It's all our responsibility to make sure that communications and marketing isn't a sideshow to the businesses with which we work, but the main event. That means strong understanding from everyone about the ins and outs of those businesses, but it also means everyone crafting and being open to the briefs that go to the heart of how those businesses tick. We're all of us in the business of creativity, and that means taking seriously the business of being creative with how we engage, impact, and grow those businesses with which we work.